Blog Talk Radio.
Out of respect for man's creator, this is a message of concern. Stop and think about what I have to say. Hear me out, no, don't turn and walk away. If what I ask seems kind of bold, well, it's a question that should run deep, deep down in your soul. What would happen if people would sit in churches throughout the world for centuries?
What would happen
with the image of an African-American man as savior of the world before them?
What would happen?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message. A message of concern. What would happen to the world's children put under a figure of a particular race, presented pitiable and in pain, the savior of all men?
Tell me what would happen.
It's a message of concern. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Tell me what would happen.
Holy Quran, 43, verse 64 says, say, O people of the book, come to common terms that's between us and you, that we worship none but God, that we associate no partner with him, that we erect not from among ourselves lords and patrons other than God. If then they turn back, say, ye bear witness that we at least are Muslims, bowing to God's will.
A message
of concern. Wait a minute before you criticize. The question is long overdue. I've come to realize this important message lends words to the wise. Take a look at the big picture window. Open your eyes. What would this do to the mind of the world's children? What would this do to their minds? What would this do to the mind of the world's children? It's a message of concern.
Civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We are no God. We are only men, mortals from the mortal. He, God, created. Listen to the message of concern.
Mali Shaitan Rajim, Ismi Allah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Rahimim, Al-Rahman Rahim, Maliki Umdi. We open the bear witness and we testify. There's no God but one God, proper name is Allah. And we open the bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet, told that he was coming, announced that he was coming by no other than the one they called Christ Jesus in the Bible. So Muhammad have received their last revelation. We have that revelation, and it tells us to don't make no image of God. The Bible make it clear, but the Quran make it crystal clear. We're not supposed to put anything, take anything with our hands, or anything that we can see in the sky, anything we can see in the depths of the sea, and call it God. God is bigger than all of that. So we're here tonight to straighten out some lies. Many lies have been told that have brought the problem in the world that we face every day. And that problem that we face every day as human beings, as African Americans, that problem we face is being happy. These people do not want us to be happy because they have been sold a lie that God came in their image and they are white man and God is a white man. What color God would God be? The word white means pure. God is pure. But these people is not pure and they are not white. They have been tricked and they have used. And that trick has been turned on us and is used to keep us unhappy. I'm a white man. And so they say they can do to whatever they want to, no matter how small we are, no matter how old we are, no matter what we look like, where we are born at, or how, no matter how many times we done served in the Army or the Navy, the Marine, no matter how many times we done fought for this country. These people think that they can do anything and everything against us and nothing going to happen to them. Huh? So that's why you got a Karen, call a Karen, going around calling the police on our babies, female. And Karen is a Caucasian that goes around making problems for anybody that's of color. So we in the night to screen out that mess with the help of Allah. We like to open up with a prayer to get us jump-started in the right direction. Open with a prayer and close with a prayer. That means we may have done two things right. And all we got to do is get that what's in the middle right. And we are doing the will of the Creator of this creation, because the will of this creation, he never died, he lived, and he never was a baby and never had a baby. So that should satisfy everybody on this earth. Everybody after hearing that should be looking at each other as one. As long as one says, I'm a white man, I'm a black man, and they don't mess the word black up, poor black cat, he catch hell. They ain't did nothing that's born into the cat family. He catch hell. That hell that cat catch has been connected to. They relate that to us. So we're human beings. That's what we all should be relating. So we're going to open up with a prayer call. That's what I mean to open. First, we were saying in the Arabic language, which it was revealed to our last prophet, Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, and we understand now that most of the prophets of God were born in the East, and they spoke Aramaic. They never heard of a day of English in their life. English is the youngest language. So we will say it in the English language because we are English-speaking people. But God said he makes sure that the truth come in all languages, all people that could understand it. So first we'll say it in the Arabic language. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilay Dameen. Ar-Rahman Rahim. Maliki Omidim. Iya Kanabudiyakana Sa'im. Atini Sarat Omusakim. Sarato Ladina Anto Alehim. Glory, Magdu, Billy, and Molly, Dorney. I mean, English translation. We seek protection from Allah from the rejected enemy, Satan, the one that's been outcast. In with the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those whose wrath is brought down, and none of those who would go astray. I mean, we like to greet our audience in the greatest greeting of all the greetings in the world that can come to humanity, and that greeting is a greeting of peace. If we all kept the peace, don't you know, this world will be in a better shape than it is. It'd be more pleasant to live in. We wouldn't have to worry about getting fired or somebody kicking your door down for no reason. We wouldn't have that problem. So we like to greet you in the best of the greeting, and that greeting is Assalamu Alaikum, simply meaning may God peace be upon you. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk radio station coming out of California under the hands of Hameen Muhammad, coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School. And we pray that these schools come and be all over the world, because the public school have failed the human being. You can't go against Allah and have a school. Take Allah out of the school, then you bring what Allah have destroyed, homosexuals in the school, and to teach the school. And what is you trying to say? What is you trying to do? God said God has scarred the homosexual population before. And that's a message to the homosexual. That's a lesson to the people that call themselves straight, the people who don't want to be a homosexual. And that is why, the reason why there's no population coming from the homosexual. There's no family life can come from two homosexuals. They cannot raise, somebody's child that they adopt. They can't make no child. They can adopt that child, and they can mess that child up. I don't care how much education they got. With two weird men in the house, and the child is seeing one call himself mama, but he looks more like the man that called himself father. He looked more like father, and both of them look like fathers, and they said mother. One of them to call them mother, and he got a beard. He got a beard. So this is disgusting. This is really sick. This is unnatural. So God said he, and that should be enough warning right there. If anybody want to pick that idea up, they should realize there's nothing in creation, no love coming to them from God to protect them for the evil, wicked behavior that they undertook on. So we here tonight talking about this Blog Talk, and all that comes from racism, all that comes from making God a man, holding God up as a man. So we pray that everybody doing well. Hope our brother Sujar, he's feeling good today. We hope he's back up and doing what we know. He was tired from working yesterday. We pray that he's healthy, and that he's get back to normal and get better. So we are here tonight with the Blog Talk Radio station, and so we'll bring Brother Sujar. I see his hand is up. He's match one, come into the queue. So anybody else who wants to come into the queue, that's match one on your phone, and we will see you, and we will cut your mic on. So I'm bringing Brother Sujar up, see what he has to say. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, wa alaykum as-salam.
Well, look at the name. You got it since you talk like feel pretty good. You got it.
With Allah's name, excuse me. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, the master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor of those who go astray, I mean. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's the last prophet, a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of As-Salaam alaykum.
Well, look at the lamb.
Praise be to Allah. Praise be Allah. I thank Allah. I feel a whole lot better. Praise be to Allah. We had to go through. We go through it. You know, we go through it. And that's a lot for help. So that's what I believe in. Going through what you had to go through and seek help from Allah. And Allah is always near. He's most merciful. Yeah, so I'm doing much better. Praise be to Allah. I'd like to read something from the Holy Quran. Just start off with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Surah 64, starting at Ayat 1. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Whatever is in the heavens and on earth, doeth declare the praises and glory of Allah. To him belongs dominion, and to him belongs praise. And he has power over all things. It is he who has created you. And of you are some that are unbelievers, and some that are believers. And Allah sees well all that you do. He has created the heavens and the earth in just proportion, and has given you shape and made your shapes beautiful. And to him is the found gold. He knows what is in the heavens and on earth. And he knows what you conceal and what you reveal. Yea, Allah knows well the secrets of all hearts. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So we give praises to Allah. We can hide from each other, but we can't hide from Allah. Allah knows everything. You know, he knows everything. He's the one that gives out the punishment, and he's the one that gives out the blessing. So we give that credit to Allah. I'd like to read just a little of what we are, what our subject and what we are about. And that's the message of concern. And just getting an understanding of the message of concern. A message of concern by Imam W.D. Muhammad. He asked the question, what would happen if people were sitting in churches throughout the world for centuries was the image of an African-American man, the saviors of the world before them? And we find out psychologically is what you can add on to that question. What psychological effect would happen to the children? What would this do to the minds of the world's children? What psychological effect would it have on the mind of the world's children? First of all, it would make them inferior. That's the first thing that we learned. It would make them psychologically inferior. What I mean by inferior is that they wouldn't love themselves. They hate themselves. You know, they'll see them their image as something that's inferior. They try to change their image. They try to be somebody else instead of being themselves. They'll lose that identity of love of self. They'll lose that. And to bear witness, this is exactly what's happening out in society. This is exactly what's happening. Most of our children got their hair straight. If they ain't straighten their hair, they platten their hair. Look like women. Earrings in the ear, earrings in the nose, and to show you they hate themselves, they put all type of tattoos over their beautiful skin, over their flesh of somebody else or something else. Rather than taking care of their own self and loving themselves, they put tattoos on themselves. And it said that those tattoos affect them, you know, putting that dye in the skin. Said it affect them health-wise. But it don't make them no different because what they got in their mind is driving them. Inferiority. Inferiority. They don't like themselves. So it's easy for them to tattoo their whole body. It don't bother them. So what happened? What happened is that it caused division among us. When a person don't see themselves for its worth, well, a person don't love themselves. When they see somebody that look like them, they hate them. Because they hate themselves. You know, they want to destroy you. They want to kill their brother. They got envy and jealousy in their heart. The Imam asked, what would happen to the world children put under a figure of a particular race? They're talking about a particular race. They're talking about the Caucasian race. The image before you today and before us today, what race of that image is Caucasian? That's clear. What would happen to the world children put up under the figure of a particular race presented pitiful and in pain, the savior of all men? And we see that race, which is the Caucasian race, and an image looking pitiful. And we see that he's in pain. So right away, let's go to our sensitivity. We feel hurt for that person. Now, let's talk about the world, children. He didn't ask what would have happened to the grown-ups. He's talking about the children. And what happened to the children influences us. It makes us act a certain way because we're supposed to be the protector of our children. So don't you think that's going to affect us? And that's exactly what it did. It affected us. You see your son or your daughter with tattoos all over. You see your son or your daughter hate their beautiful self and trying to be somebody else. That's a whole lot of pressure. That's hurt. To see your son or your grandchildren oppressed and going through those type of changes. Brothers and sisters, we got something to talk about. We got something to question. This is a serious concern. Because we know the psychological effect that it's having on our families and on our children. We know the psychological effect that it's having on Caucasians and on Caucasians' children. We know that. The imam says civilized nations should want that their religion be also civilized. False worship is the worst form of oppression. We're no God. We're only men, mortal from the mortal. He or Allah created. We're men and women. We're creation of Almighty God. We can't let nobody else create us. We can't let inferiority change our being or the way we act. But that's what done happened. It has a psychological effect on the family. It made us look at that image as the savior of all men, the savior for the world. And many of the peoples forgot about God, who is the real savior. And just think about it. Our whole lifestyle as a Muslim is giving reverence to God. Allah Akbar. We don't believe nothing is more superior than God. We believe that God created everything that we see on this earth. We don't believe that God had children, had offspring. The human beings, none of the races was godlike. We don't believe that. So we stand up against that. And we asking the world to stand up with us. And what you're standing up with is truth. Standing up with something that you can prove and you can stand on. You can't stand long with a lie. You can try to stand up with that lie that God got a son, that Jesus is God, but it won't be long. So we're asking you, there's an option. We're asking you to let's stand up with the truth. Put down that lie. If they don't change that lie, walk out of the church. We thank you. We pray that Allah bless you. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, you heard it. We got the truth. We got to get rid of this image that have called people. It's just an unnatural occurrence for people not want to see each other happy. And that's what it's all about. I didn't get mine, and you people that look like me, because God came in my image, I supposed to have more than you, although I didn't go to school and apply myself. I'm naturally supposed to have more, so I am in God's family. You are not in God's family. All these lies they've been given. You were given to us about God for us to do anything we want to you. And we was nice to allow you to stay in our country. This is what they said.
Yeah.
We done you a favor by bringing you out of Africa and brought you to this civilization. And like Quran was saying, everything they got, we created and they stole it. We created art, happiness, service, the business, the grits, and all other stuff, the cornbread, all this stuff that we came up with, they stole it and make millions of it. And then what they did, look back at us and told us we weren't no good. And we had to say we better than you, they would have killed us. So we was in a hell of a condition. And God brought us out. Hell of a condition. And they called themselves human. And they named this country after what this country needs. Amir is meant to be a leader. They have led the people to the right way of They can read these beautiful stories of Moses and Pharaoh, and then they go right back and repeat the same evil that Pharaoh have done.
Okay.
I've been reading. Huh? How blind, deaf, and dumb can you get? Chosen people. Yeah, let everybody you see have been chosen to be tested by God. And everybody and talking about we the chosen people. All that ain't number hypocritical talk. And that adds to racism too. You can put that with racism too. That's all it does. So we here tonight to get rid of these lies, like Chris Columbus discovered America. How can you discover something? You'd be the first one to see it, the first one to come into that area discovered. And then when you get in there, if you get in there and somebody already there hiding in the world, you discover it. Number of lies, trick on words that they have been using on the masses of people using their media. They'll call you the terrorist and they be number one terrorist in the world. Take the light off them and put it on you. take the lie off them and put it on you. You become the terrorist because they said so. And then they use these wicked judges that we pay for, that we pay their salary. They use these wicked judges to promote their evil, protect their evil in the world. I was looking at Facebook today, and they show this big old police beating this little girl that put her head on the ground and hit her in the face with his fist on the ground. And I thank Allah I wasn't there, because I don't believe that I could be patient enough or civilized enough to see a little girl get beat for no reason. They wouldn't hit a Caucasian girl like that. They wouldn't hit Trump daughter like that. They wouldn't hit Willie Lynch daughter like that. They shouldn't hit no daughter. We're all human beings, and we're all in the judgment before God, all of us. And how we treat each other is one of the requirements and one of the rewards of punishment in the judgment, how we treat each other. But they love their dog. I have nothing against a dog. But they love their dog. My neighbor came over here with a big bulldog. Ugly, but he was nice. And he got it from his brother-in-law. His brother-in-law paid $1,800 once for this dog. And then at the same time, he didn't pay his rent, so they got him and his pregnant wife got put out the door. But they got a dog. This is going on all over the country from our people. They think if they got a dog and they walk in the dog, then they don't come in some kind of equal quality with Caucasian people, because Caucasian people walk their dog all the time. And we know honor likes attract. And what is light repel, they are thinking they come in some kind of freedom and some kind of quality by walking the dog. We messed up as a people. Slavery messed us up, and these leaders that we got supposed to be the doctor with the medicine to help cure us, and just like Imam said, 20% of the Muslim leaders at that time and one following him, then those 20% of the leader followers one following Imam either. And that's why the world is still going and not moving fast the way it should. If we all had been following Imam Wahdi Muhammad, we'll all be rich. I'm talking about rich in love for each other. Rich in understanding, rich in family life, rich in economic, not worrying about being put out though. That's not a natural or worry about if you can pay your bill. That's unnatural. And then all these people calling your phone every day. And every time you look at TV or look at your phone, there's something over there that says you a senior, you can get so much money. They owe you $17,000. They owe you this. And you call that number, and the only thing they want is get your information. They tell you they'll get back with you. And they think you know a thousand or more people calling you because you gave your number out. It's a doggone shame how government allowed this and called it free enterprise. That's not bugging you, making lying to the people is not free enterprise. If I go to court and lie, I can get charged for lying and can get some prison time for that. And these people are outright lying to us. So we're going to take all of us to come together, then take one among us who can speak the language and speak to those people clearly to represent them. That's how you move things forward. The master, pick one person or pick a couple of people, and those people go and represent the masses of the people. And those people that we pick must be trustworthy, honest, and upright, and citizen, and all the others to be there. Especially Marlo Wright, to represent anybody. They must have courage. You know what I'm saying? You can't let nobody speak up for you that don't have no courage, because they're going to let you down. If they're a coward, and the people see that they talking to the coward, those people going to control them cowards. Have them powers eating out their hands. So we here tonight, and we're the Broad Talk radio station, and we know about cowards because we've been out on the streets, and we've been fronted by people who want to cower us down because we are bringing the truth, because they got a uniform on, because they got a gun. They want to cower you down and make you sell whatever they want to give you. It don't work like that. Allah said, "Fee him and fee him alone." But be wise. So we are tonight on the Block Top Radio Station trying to cure the cancer of these lies that have been given to us. And when you give it to the mass of the people, and you got to live with the mass of the people, and what affect them, affect you too, because they going to bring you the lie that they didn't understand. And like Sue Jaw said, you can't tell women from men today. Jesus predicted that. That was one of his predictions, that Jesus, he predicted one day you won't be able to tell men from women. Prophet Muhammad said, in the last day, you'll see people loving animals more than they love human beings. That day has arrived in the mouth, probably throughout the world. Well, because I see a great number of people in China got dogs. And we know they eat a dog if they get hungry. So we see all of this. Huh? And we see more people. You can't tell the men from women. I seen two men walking. One had red hair down to his back. I seen football players and basketball players got two-ton hair. And then they got an earring in their ear. I would say, I don't know enough about this bad for one earring. But when you got two earrings and then you got an earring coming out your nose, and you got one in your lip, you got one coming off your two on your chest, I just say, you something wrong with you. You need some serious help. And God tell us not to pierce the bowel of the body. It says in the Quran, it don't say pierce, it says deform the body. But God gave you an excellent body. Huh? They used to see people with teardrop on one eye, meaning they got gangbanger, meaning another meaning that they're a gangbanger, and meaning they done killed somebody, and they show a little tear for taking somebody's life. So they get a tattoo of a little tear hanging down there below the eye. So this is what we're faced with. We're faced with people who have been made animals, even though they can read a little bit, even though they can comprehend a phone. They can take a phone and go places, go all over the globe with that phone. But they don't have sense enough to say, excuse me, if they see you in the grocery store. If they hit you with that buggy, they don't have sense enough to say, excuse me. So that is another form of the racism that has been given to us, because we want to be just like those people that mistreat us. We want to be just like the Caucasians. I seen light-skinned people get mad out on the street when you tell them that God ain't no white people. And then when you tell them that they took the light-skinned person, think he's better than the brown-skinned person too. He think he's better than the dark-skinned person. All that is psychological damage coming from that racism. I heard Negro say, I am white. So who can cure this cancer? Who can make this cancer or this field go away? The rejected and despised. Who more rejected and despised in the world? Who more rejected and despised in the world? Who can be at the top of the list of that? And we said that African Americans who own nothing, don't want to own nothing, don't want to see you owning much or owning nothing, and letting you a rapper. And they know that that money you got it from them, and you got all this money, you got all these homes, you own your jet from singing some stupid songs. Rapping about nothing, calling women out their name, calling themselves out their name, saying words we used to be ready to knock the Caucasian down for saying about us, calling us a nigger. We used to be ready to knock his teeth down his throat, and now our children have took that word and sang it to us, and we're dancing about it. Are we doing a filter dance about it? But we call that rapper. We say we like something that condemn us and make us sound bad. We like that? Allah said he will never change our condition until we change what's in our heart about ourselves. So we got to change this heart. We got to get control of this heart and get this fear out of us. Well, we are afraid to love and trust each other, because that's what it boils down to. We don't love and trust each other. Ma'am said, when your boy or little girl get where they want to get sexually active, let them get married and come stay with you. Why would he say that? So they don't want to burn. They don't want to get too far off the course. Because if they having sex and they're not married, pretty soon they're going to get so far off the course, they're going to get tired of each other, then they want to try other people. Huh? They want to break God's law. And how you help them to stay away from breaking God's law? Tell them they want to get that close to each other, get mad. And why Muslim and not trying to get Muslim brothers to marry them when we told not to marry? If your daughter marry a Christian brother, most likely if he post shop, she going to have to cook them. Ain't nothing she can say. She going to feed your grandchildren post shop. Ham. Feed your grandchild. That Willie Cocaine Wayne gonna be have your daughter
Willie Cocaine Wayne.
Your grandchildren ham hopping, poke chop. Have your children see him smoking reefer in the house, look at pornography. Huh? That one bad thing add up to another. So Allah has warned us what to do. We can't make no child do anything. We can offer the child the right way. And the scripture said, if you offer your child the right way, if he depart from it, he will come back. Other words, you're going to get out there and get a whooping. From the way he left, and he will come back. And you don't tell me Allah won't whoop you out there. You go too far astray, and you will get whooped. I don't care who you will. I'm a witness that you will get whooped If you say, well, I'm going to do a little this and do, you're going, and you know that's wrong. Allah going to whoop you. If he love you and you love Allah and you see the whooping, you're going to turn around and come back to what a, found, a firm ground, a stronger person than you were the first time. Huh? But someone get like a daisy, so a whooping has to come. And Allah know how to whoop. When you know, when you something start going wrong and something else keep going wrong, you know what it takes. You got to get back on that prayer road. You better start thanking God again. Huh? Leave those racist tendency that this world offers you. Leave it alone. Because it ain't going to do nothing but call you to have a bad day. So we said Allah is Akbar. Allah is the greatest. And Allah is so great, he ain't let no truth be destroyed. So that's what we're working for. We're working for the truth of Allah through his Quran. And we have to tell the people, this is the final revelation. Your revelation is good, but when that homosexual got through with it, he left a lot of things out. He left a lot of things that shouldn't be in there out. It, they made out most of the prophets look like pedophiles. So we had to tell them that. We had to give them opportunity to go and research it for themselves. And then we had to ask them if this is around found revelation that they have kept hidden from you is not hidden no more. Here it is. Here's the final revelation, not here no more. In order for racism to work, they have to have the final revelation. They have to have Prophet Muhammad. They have to not found on the fact that Christ Jesus said that one gonna come after him and leave us in all truth. The preacher got to stay away from that, and that's what they do. I'll never hear them talking about one coming after Jesus. They said, Jesus is this man on the cross. That's your Savior. Ain't nobody come to save you but him. And then, and you looking at that, your mind, your brain must be cut off. Because if you're looking at a man hanging on the cross, dead, and your Savior, and for to be God's last and only begotten Son, on the cross as your Savior, and he didn't save himself, and you can't see where he saved himself, how can he save you? But they don't teach us a thing in the church. They don't teach us if they have been doing that, we will have this in many skyscrapers in the sky than the Caucasian has. They told us to get a job. That's all. School told us to go to school. Mama said the same. Go to school and get you a good education and go to college and get you a good job. Not make no job and then have a nerd to call it a high education. If it's high education, why is not producing work that you can produce work for some other people, for other people? That to me, that's high education. You making jobs for other people. You making everybody a good job. You give everybody a good job, a good salary, for they can take care of their family, for they can pay their bills, for they can pay their college tuition. You getting them good money. That's to me, that's high education. If you just going to school to get a high education just to go one day after you finish school and get an application to go fill out to get you a job, then the person who gave you the job, to me, he the one got the high education. You just got a job. And that's the very reason they brought us here, to make a job. They brought us here to give us a job. And they have done a job on us. So that's why we're here tonight, get rid of all the problems. Let me bring Brother Muhammad on. He raised his hand. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Hameen.
Wa alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah, Allah is great. God is great. God is real great. I'm out here in Hollywood, selling
yes,
it was
yes,
a little brother out here named Nipsey Hussle. They assassinated him when he they tried to turn his life around and renounce gangbanging in that life. And he told the youngsters, he said, "No, let's start buying up our neighborhood and let's be productive." Hey, brother, how you doing? But Big was a 25, Lil was a 25, Big was a 45. And they assassinated him. And he became kind of like a hero because I guess a lot of parents and a lot of children know that gang culture, Big Who put that gang culture on us. And it's been like 1969. And I guess what they want to do is out here in Los Angeles is make Los Angeles a place where, like, tourists come. They ain't got to worry about gangbanging and crime and stuff. So they, or maybe, you know, I think Allah's in it, too. I'm sure he is. But, yes, ma'am, I am. Right, goes to $25. Small. All the small ones are 25. Big ones are 45. Mm-hmm. And so what they did here, his birthday was Monday. I could take Cash App.
Only Cash? Oh, Cash App?
Yeah, Cash App. His birthday was Monday on the 15th. He was only like 30, 35, 36. You know.
I see it.
He's kind of like a hero, but I could see it because a lot of them kids know all that gangbanging and stuff, man. They can't hardly go to school, safe, and some thugs want to jump them and want to put them in a gang, and the parents know that too many of our youngsters got hung up in that Crip and Blood thing and off in the penitentiary and probably ain't see them for the next 25 years. So Nipsey Hussle became kind of like a little cold hero out here. And I got some of his pictures. I'm over Hollywood Boulevard selling some. But I wanted to kind of like add on to something that Brother Shujah was saying about the image. The image, if you think the image, the real harm is the image. It's two images. It's the image of that Caucasian Christ. I'm talking about the Christ that Salmon painted, called the Head of Christ. That's one Caucasian Christ. But it's also the image, the crucifixion that you got to tie one to the other. And Imam said his feet are tied, his hands are tied, you know what I mean? And they didn't put thorns in his head where all his good common sense is bled out. That's really what I'm thinking, and this is what I'm going to try to talk about more of our community, that more of our community people on the radio and all over should tune in and try to understand more about the message of discern. Because the message of discern is something the Imam Muhammad had in the Muslim Journal for years, and it's still being run. People got to understand that it's our productivity, our inability to get up. We don't even, I ordered some fish a little while ago, me and my buddy. And I went to the fish market. You know, African-Americans used to have all the fish markets. And we went in there. The Latino brothers had to serve us the fish. And I bought some, you know, red snapper and stuff like that. But we ain't even opening up a fish stand. Knowing our people love fish. Red snapper, shrimp, flair sole. They even like cat. We as a people, even the Muslims, can't even open up a market. Good God, it has something to do with our head.
We
say, brother?
Don't leave the Muslim out. Don't do it.
I know it. Our productivity, our people, the African American people, descended of slaves. We have to understand the power of that image. We have to explain to them that our feet are tied, our hands are tied. You know what I mean? Yeah. And our good common sense is bled out of us. We can't even, you know, I mean, you know, even the Muslims, we, you know, everybody in our community should be listening to the message of concern every night. Every night, trying to understand what the heck is going on. And so this is what we should, you know, this is what we should tell them. This is what we should tell them. You need to tune in to the message of concern, because I'll be listening and I'll be trying to do stuff. And, you know, alhamdulillah, I needed it more than anybody, you know. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, brother. Let me get on back to work, and may Allah bless you. And
hey,
all of us
come
back trying to do a good job. Just trying to open up.
Okay.
All right,
so, thank you, brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir.
Well, okay then, Sister Ron, you have something to say? Since you're in the queue, you have anything to say? Sister Karan, we all love to hear from our sister, our mother, first teacher, our first nurse. Now, it's a female. All us, whether we male or female, we come through a woman. By the mission and the blessing of Almighty God Allah.
Always
so, she's not raising her hand. I guess I will bring Brother Suja back up. Brother Suja, I tell him. Brother Suja. Brother Suja. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja. Brother Suja, assalamu alaikum. Brother Sister Karan, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. I just want to say, then the
chicken crow. Now you got to talk a long time. You got to talk. At least 10 to 15 minutes. We want to hear from you. You got it.
I just want to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadan Rasulullah. I thank Allah for letting me, give me another chance in this life and waking up in the morning. Alhamdulillah. And I think that, and also I want to say that what we should do is really focus on our children. Because that's our future. Everyone is using our children. And I'm not saying using like in a bad way. I'm just saying using because they are educated and they are smart. And everyone is using them to help them to be successful, except for us. We are not asking our children for help. And if we ask them, they will help us. I called one of my brothers today, and I told him, I said that it's time for you guys to start pulling in the youth. I said, do like we did during the time we was soldiering, you know, when we was younger. We soldiering now, but you know what I was talking about when we was younger. I said, we always support other masjids. When they had a function, then we came to their function. And then when we had one, we came to, they came to ours. And then what it is, I told him, for example, suppose we had like 10 people, you know, 10 different masjids. And then when you get a function, you know you got 10 tables. If he don't bring nothing else but the imam come and his staff. But that was a table right there. So I said, unity is power. So that's what we need to start back doing is bringing back unity. Alhamdulillah, and for our children, because right now, when the last time we really sat down and talked to our children, and that's why we need our own school, because we know what our children need. Nobody else don't know what we need but us. We know what our children need, alhamdulillah. And that's why they were separating the children from the parents during the time, during that Willie Lynch era, because they know that the senior citizens is the one that gives the children the wisdom. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikumsalam.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah's name is the most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator, one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the Prophet, messenger of Allah. Praise be to Allah. I was sort of hung up. I'm glad that my wife took it over. But I heard Brother Akbar was telling me, was calling me. So alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for the sister. talking about the children and the community, you know, and talking about the businesses. That's real important. We should never forget about that. That's real important. You know, it's time for us to establish businesses. It's time for us to influence the children to take a move towards this. You know, the Caucasian children, they're getting ready to play their role. They're getting ready to play their role. Don't think that their fam, their peoples is not teaching them to come into business. That's the way they're raising them up. You know, they're not teaching them to go to school and then go to college and things like that to come back home. They teaching them to do that so they can get home of a business out here in this world and contribute, be a contributor to building the society. You know, and that's what we got to continue teaching our children. You know, that you do have a role. You do have a responsibility. Let's put it to them like that, that this is, you got a responsibility. Not just be asking them to go out there and establish businesses, but they got a responsibility, you know, to establish businesses in the community and make it where a life will be better. You know, out in the community, making sure that there is no crime is being developed and established. You know, learn how to be lawyers, learn how to be judges. You know, learn how to be police officers. We got to have all those things in the community. Store owners, brothers and sisters running good business. We got to do that, brothers and sisters, and we can't stop talking about that. We can't talk about it enough. That we need to influence our children to get on it. To get on it. You know. And it'll be something different when we tell our children that we're going to support you. That'll be something completely different. Because we didn't hear nothing like that when we was growing up. That nobody going to support us. And that we should go into business. We were so busy just trying to maintain and survive, you know. But the children today, they can look for some wealth. They can look at wealth. You know, They can look at influencing the world and changing the world. The children today can do that. They can have influence in the world. They can take some of this technology and apply it. What do you think the Chinese is teaching their children? The whole world's business ain't nothing but young Chinese. You get on YouTube and type in the future of Chinese business, and you'll see nothing but young children. They learn how to do all these different things, products that we're getting here in America. They learn how to do it while they're young. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure they're not getting paid what they do. You know, young Chinese business people. And here in America, a young business person can keep their own money. But not in China. The knowledge that the young Chinese have belongs to the community. Here in America, we can keep our own knowledge and get paid for it. We don't know the blessing, the type of blessing that we are up under, that we are in. Just the idea you can go out there, a young person can go out there and apply their knowledge and get money from it and keep it for themselves. That's a blessing. They can't even think about that in some of these backward countries. They can't even think that way. They don't have that type of motivation. But we here in America have that type of motivation. We can sit down and figure out how we can make money. They don't have that type of motivation in other countries. How they can make money. How they can help get their family situated and put in a good position. They can use their abilities and their knowledge for their family. We got that type of opportunity, but they don't have it. If you don't believe me, you check it out. You check it out for yourself. Emerge in the Muslim country. You don't have the type of freedom that we have in America, in the Muslim country. We should hub up and establish ourselves and try to create some billionaires. And we can create a billionaire just by supporting them. If we come together collectively and support them. Well, that's powerful. That is so powerful and so clear. Establish supermarkets establish OMOP gas stations. OMOP restaurants and go and support them. It's just the idea we can put our knowledge together. We can come together with our ability and put that together. We can open up a masjid and keep that masjid alive by putting our abilities together. Every time you go to a masjid, you know, make sure that we can sit down and enjoy ourselves after the meeting is over with. Have plenty of food cooked, already ready cooked. Things that we can do. I'm coming almost every day. So we're Muslims. We're Muslim. We're a believer in one God. We want for our brother what we want for ourselves. We should love our brothers and sisters. We should be able to see that if we work together and support each other, they're going to give us the power that we need. So we won't have no fear in this society. We won't fear nobody. Because we'll come together. We'll stand up together. Our position and what we stand up for is truth and righteousness. And we'll get all the support of people that not even is Muslim will stand up for righteousness and truth. So, brothers and sisters, we pray that Allah bless us to wake up. Come out of this sleep. Come out of this madness. And let's show the world. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad and Rasul. As-salamu alaykum.
Brother got the lamb. I agree.
I agree
with the word to show our young people, or you know, a school, where they can talk how to read and write and sciences and science.
Alhamdulillah.
One of the brothers was telling us about the scientists. They got a couple of brothers who's in the scientists. And I hear that this is at a lot of immigrant masters. Their people is in science. And they're making gobs of money. And they're the ones taking care of the math. They're the ones who are taking care of the school. Those are the ones who are giving to the imam that have money to buy his own house. They say you got 10 or more scientists in your master or more. They can take care of them, their family, as well as taking care of the master and the
community.
Have money over the community.
Yeah.
To take care of the community.
Yes, sir, brother. So, I see you. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So we put it on the Bending Man. Bending Man can contribute to the progress.
That's right.
Of guilty, especially the school. But in order for
That's
that
right.
to happen, we have to support the Bending Man.
We got to support
them. We African Americans, we can't depend on Chinese people to come to our restaurant. And they got 15 to 20 Chinese restaurant up on County Road.
Mm.
that African Americans went out of business. So that's
ain't that the
restaurant every year named Harvey. It went out of business. They were selling soul food. Going out of business. Christians. But what they did while they were Christians, Muslims could come and sit on the property and sell. One brother out there for many years selling, making money.
You can't do that with them Chinese.
You can't do that with them Chinese. Raqib says that some of them will let you come in their restaurant and save them. But he have ran into one or two of them and told him that he couldn't come in and save them.
Yeah.
In our neighborhood. So it depends on what neighborhood, what quality of Chinese that is will let you sell in their business. But to be safe, we had to sell in our own business. If we then set up a tent on land and sell, and Suja and I are people that experienced that. We brought the Kona, and I'm not bragging. This is fact. I'm not bragging. Kona that Atlanta El Mokunu owned, it was just sitting there. Grass got to be every week. Sitting there, building has been painted. People come by and put their graffiti on the building. They're sitting there. And got permission to sell on the land. And when we did that, we brought Muslims all around the city coming on the property, wanting an application to sell their goods. What happened? They came every 5 minutes. There was somebody in our face from the in the administration talking about how y'all doing. They're all in our face. I said, we just got here. We just got here a few days ago. We didn't have time to give it up. Then they're going to bring us all kind of rules on how to build the thing up. And then so we put it back there. Come on down there and work with us. We want community. No, y'all going to fail and all that. We had people.
Yeah.
We had one guy across a mile or two across a railroad track. He said, when I heard that y'all was selling, he bought a big sack of toilet tape.
Yeah.
He bought a toilet tape from Suja. He said, he picked that and put it on his back. He said, I'll be back when this run out. That made me so happy to see our people falling in love with spending money from what else. But those people that we were supposed to be over, help guide us, help us grow, they were there criticized. They were there like
criticized them, kind of put pressure on us.
That making problems. And we got tired of it. You can push people so far, and then you tell the other people, and they don't do nothing. We are people that have been made to fail, and we are people that have helped from people that look like us to fail.
All right.
And then when you stand up, when you point out what's wrong, how to correct the thing, they point you as an enemy. Trouble.
You the enemy. Yeah.
Yeah, you the enemy. You bringing hell. Another thing, I'm not bragging on Suja, another thing he did, he asked for help for money to buy flyers on the message of concern. One guy, I understand, he told me, took him out in the parking lot and give him a couple $1,000.
Yeah.
And all
yes,
the
sir.
Message concern flyers was made, but they were put in the masjid, but they walked, couldn't find them. And every now and then you look at that's a message of concern flyer. They'll put a few out. You're going to tell me we ain't got enemies among us that working to defeat whatever good we do?
That's really happening,
and
brother.
You tell the people, you tell the leader about it, and he acts like it's a coincidence. So they plan is to see us fail, never being successful. And like I told Sujar, his restaurant, why me and my wife, twice a week we was in his restaurant. Because we took an oath, we not going to spend our money with nobody else. I don't care if it is a $2 or 50 cent higher. I'm not going to spend my money with people that don't hate, that hate me. And we did that. And we were, I think we were more angry about Sujar getting close because the food was delicious. And Sujar always has a story to tell about the employees. He always involved the employees. I always have a story to tell you. He hired one guy that was supposed to have been a cook, stayed in the same neighborhood he in. And the guy got there, and we come there one Friday, and my wife tastes the beans that we normally eat. We all ordered, and my wife said, Sujar didn't cook these beans. And we didn't know he didn't cook them. We asked him, did you cook the beans? He said, no, I got my new guy cooking. They said, well, we told him he didn't take that. Oh, that you didn't cook them. And Sujar went to the guy and told him, done this way. And the guy told Sujar, oh, you don't want me to do things like you want to. Huh? Like you hate me to. And that shows you the mind and mentality of our people. When you instruct them to do things and you paying them, they don't want to do it because of your image, because of what you look like, and they don't want to do it like you because you asked them to. But they don't have no problem going down to a Caucasian job site and doing whatever that Caucasian tells.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the image been planning enough. We don't want to do nothing that for people that look like us. And as I get ready to turn this over to somebody else, I worked at the gas company. I worked the guy that got me the job at the gas company. I thought I would make him happy. They gave me a promotion. I became the lead truck driver. From him getting me high, working on the back of the truck. I went from the back of the truck through driving the truck, driving my crew around. And he gets on my job, the one that helped me got the job, and bite me like he was a lion and I was a fresh piece of meat. That's eating my back up and saying things. And I had to tell him, my man, you get a plus. I came here and I excelled. I didn't reverse. I come to work on time. I did everything. Them people looking at you and they saying, You bring good people to us, and we like you, Brother Troy. So keep bringing good people like you brought us, Abdullah. That's what they're saying. But I didn't come here and lay out of work and didn't want to work. I worked it, and that's a plus for you. He couldn't even see that. And then they give me a crew and all them the guys that we supposed to have been protesting to make it better. They turned on me too. So when you stand up and you stand for freedom, justice, and equality, you stand for right, the very people that you are trying to work with and get in better position, they be the main ones fighting for every step of the way, and you think they got your back. So all praise to Utah. They come against
all praise.
You. Yeah. All praise to be Utah. I thought that what we set up down on the yard, everybody was happy about that, except the administration of the Nazis. And the man told us, what did Satan work? He worked from the top.
Yeah.
Every time we look around, one of the person in their clique out there tell you, what y'all doing today? Y'all, when the land was sitting there, nobody was doing nothing, they never showed up.
You didn't see none of them. You didn't see none of them.
We ain't seen nothing.
No,
but they seen us putting $20 in our pocket. They seen us putting $10 and $5 in their pocket, and they couldn't take it. And yeah. They came at us. And they came up, they pulled Imam Dawood from LaGrange, Georgia. He killed, they helped get rid of him because we put the fence up. And they came and they backbiting him and me about the fence. They gave us the money to put up and they condemned, and Paul Imam, he didn't know how to deal with people like that. It ate him up. He never was the same. He never was the same. He was angry and didn't know how to deal with it. I said, if they ain't going to frustrate me, I'm not going to let them say whatever they said, and they can do whatever they're going to do. But when time comes, we're going to expose these people. But they know how to throw a rock and hide their head. They know how to do that. But the people love them. Why? They love them like Elijah said. They love them like you love a devil. They love them because they give them nothing. They have given us nothing. A promise they're going to build a mess. A promise they're going to build some apartments down on that lot. We had two big lots. They sold one lot. They made like they had to sell it to put a roof on top of the mansion. They did this in Atlanta Mansion and El Mundo. So don't tell me Satan don't work together. They sold land. They should have been building schools and hospitals on. They sold the land back to a rich man who owned the golf course at Atlanta Mansion. So this is the history. This is what we face with. And you speak out against it, these people will put your name in the mud. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker. You ain't nothing but a slickster. You ain't. And they done put all kind of things to backbite you.
Yeah.
People love lies, rumors. They love to hear a rumor. They love to hear a lie.
Oh, yeah.
They go along with all day. Everybody say you ain't no. So all praise be to Allah. And when you stand up, there's going to be somebody standing up against you. And that's why we ain't make progress in America. Every time we step one foot forward, a person that look like us try to get us to take two steps back. So this is what we face with. So let me turn it back over to Brother Sue John because nobody else have Sister Karan, your hand still raised. You got anything else you want to say? Well, I bring Sue John.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. I do. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When listening to you, my brother, I the first thing came to my mind, I said, not only that we have to have our own, but also that sounds like we have a lack of knowledge. And that's the problem with us, that we have a lack of knowledge of business. And one thing that I said to myself even today, I said, what I got to teach our children is how to keep records. We must keep records. I haven't seen nothing. I haven't heard anything about that. We checked the record. The record said, or it was on record. That's what we have to do. Mm-hmm. If you have records and have everything documented, then those things can happen because you have it on record. So that's what we have to do. We have to start writing everything down. And we could practice by even our personal spending. Here come that airplane outside. Our personal spending, we even have to start doing that ourselves, you know, so you can run your house like that too. And you can know how much money you spend, how much money you don't spend. But we have to have things on record. See, a lot of times in the last year, we just go by, you know, our Muslim word is bond. But we know that everybody's that says As-salamu alaykum is not As-salamu alaykum. So that's what we have to do. We must tie our camels. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. We got a job to do. And
if we don't do it,
we got to keep praying to Allah. And the lack of knowledge is, I think, is a key. You know, it's the reason that that's the only reason I can see for a brother or sister try to prevent you from doing things that is what they gonna benefit from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they gonna benefit from it. Everything that you do is in there. It's for them to benefit from it. So if a person attacks them like that, and create certain type of misunderstanding, you know, is that they got to be ignorant. Like the imam said, they got to be ignorant. They're not so much of an infiltrator that they're working for the government. They're not getting paid for it. They just have interest. I ain't getting a cent. Just ignorant. That's all. Yeah, just ignorant. So we had to pray for them and pray that you know, they get better. You can see when they're getting better, and they grow out of it. They eventually grow out of it. I'm hoping that they will. You know, some of them said they ain't gonna change. Some of them say ain't gonna change.
But since you said what you said then, let me give you another picture. We was picking a church with Craig. We was and so one of the guys I growed up with come out of there. He see me. He went off. I know him. He ain't out here. Put on that. But he done went off. He kicked up all that duck. And he called himself going to run over there at me. And I stood there and looked him in the eye. He bagged down like a kidney and went on back in the pit. He refused to see the light. But I didn't know if he put his hands on me, I'm gonna send him to the cemetery.
Yeah, he was just ignorant. And that's what you'll find out.
Yeah.
that they are just ignorant, you know, and you had to keep teaching.
Well, can I ask you a question, Sue John? They said Moses called a bunch of them to gather on the mountain, and he took them blow the mountain up. Is that true or that's a saying?
I think that's just a saying, you know. That's just a wisdom.
Okay.
No, we ain't no time back during that time. Hello, hey, Bob. That's what they think you want to do.
Yes,
that's a real problem. The people that you work with, and the people that you believe in, they when they do something like that against you, it makes you want to get some dynamite. Get some dynamite or whatever you get.
Yeah. I love it.
And you lose it. You lose it. The main thing, you got to try to stay in your right mind. You got to stay in your right mind. You know, stay with
Allah. I love it.
Yeah. Moses, he was a prophet of Allah. They wanted to bring the mountain down on the people during the time of Prophet Muhammad. Prophet Muhammad told them, no, perchance that some of them might turn around and believe. Don't push that mountain down on them and kill them, you know, and you might have some among them. Might turn around and believe and change their whole life and influence other people's, you know.
Yes, sir.
But this is to show you how irritated that you get.
Yes, sir.
You know, it just gets you irritated, and just to see your own people going through those type of changes, and they're going through it with their own peoples. You're going through it with your own people, the people that you're trying to help, the
That's
people
right.
that you want to see in power.
That's right.
The people
That's
that right. you want to see wealthy, you know.
It's too strong.
Yeah, but they're stubborn
because they're Muslim, yeah.
Yeah. You want them to have the best.
Yes,
you know,
because yeah.
they'll help you. They'll turn around and help you. You
yes.
know, but you got some people that can't see that. If this brother here get rich, he might be able to help me with a little business I'm going into, trying to go into.
Right.
He can't see that.
I told brother was gonna he thought he was gonna get rich. I said, well, let me cut your grass. He said, oh, no problem.
Alhamdulillah, you know. We help our. If my brother is rich, you know, and I get about three or four of them like that, I'm pretty sure they're going to help me.
Yeah, go ahead.
They're going to help me. And I know we're going to have some power. We're going to have power. Yeah, we're going to. You got about three or four brothers, billionaires around you. We're going to have some power.
Yes, sir.
People ain't gonna be able to do anything with us or say anything
yes,
to us. You know,
that's
because
what
we got those brothers that we done made wealthy, and they staying among us.
Yes, sir.
You know, they didn't leave. They stay among
yes,
us, and every once in a while they say something good about us. You know, that's power right there. But only a fool or walk into a brother like that. You know,
okay.
Got that kind of power. So that's how important they are to us, our own brothers. If they go into business, you know, it's important, very
okay.
important. Yeah. So we're gonna work hard. We got to work hard, you know, and try to help each other go into business.
Own
something.
We have to get into practice because we've been have been practicing not doing that. So once we get in practice and doing that, like prayer, fire, prayer, get in practice, and the more you do that, the easier it gets to do that. We've never been in that situation. Well, we have been able to help
no.
each other. We always been told to give. That's give to his hurt.
Yeah.
Give to ain't got no more. You know, these are things we were told to do, not to give. Only in this song, to give to his help. That's what these.
I think we are hateful. Find that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And when we do get something. When you do get something, we don't think right.
We don't think right.
Give to the earth. You know.
Uh-huh. Imam, when he resigned at the imam, he told
yeah.
the imam, get your committee to take over doing things. The committees. Very few committees at these masjids, at these centers. Hard to find committees. And like you say, rotate the power. He said, don't
yeah.
keep no standing.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
somebody
yeah.
fresh there, bringing fresh ideas, you know. But no, they
absolutely.
Won't do
absolutely.
That. Won't do that.
Absolutely. It's that fear in them. It's that mistrust, you know, that mistrust. you know, it's there, and it's hard to go away. It won't be long now. You know, I think we're coming into it.
We can't keep going the way we're going. We got to turn around and start going a different route. All this bring about a situation. I believe that happened because everybody wants to be successful. They want it, I know they realize they can't depend on nobody else making us successful but ourselves. Because they put us in this situation where we can just only depend on mostly ourselves. Because you ain't gonna find Caucasian on you coming from their neighborhood, coming to your neighborhood without even a food space. And now we don't have much of a neighborhood because the Caucasian people are moving, breaking those up. So now you have a little hardly anything like a community because they are moving in and breaking it up. They're moving in. I see very few of them speaking. I walk by with their dogs, very few of them speak and wave their hand. Very few of them. Some of them don't. They move here to get money, and they make it clear that they don't care. So we had to fold them kind of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. We supposed to be one human family. But you think you're
that's
better
right.
than me, man? I'm gonna fold you. I look at that thing on the internet saying that we the only people of our enemies. He said, I don't love my enemy.
Yeah. No.
What they?
No, I don't love mine.
Yeah.
My enemy will have to show me.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's that time.
At that time, we'll get closed out in prayer. Brother Muhammad, to close it out in prayer. He come in. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Yes, sir.
We're glad you come in the last minute. Especially if you come in the last minute, don't forget at all. Good to hear
that's
from
right,
you.
Doc.
I guess you in the time that could get ready to close it out, you got a minute.
Yes,
you
sir.
Want
to yes,
change,
sir. Oh, nothing. Just said that's why I called, and I try not to miss no blessings.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
Blessings at all times, you know. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين
آمين السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام We pray to be safe, everybody. Make everybody safe and hope to hear from all of you, everybody, tomorrow. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Block Talk Radio Station. May Allah continue to bless us all and hope to see all of us back here again tomorrow. Inshallah.
Allah. Wa alaikum as-salam.